First up on the news this week, it's artificial DNA. Scientists have turned the basic structure of DNA on its head, taking it from 4 bases to 12. This 12-base system has already been implemented in developing new forms of personalised medicine, but now the researchers want to see if this more complex DNA can be self-sustaining. 56 years ago, Watson and Crick described DNA as containing base pairs made up of adenine, thymine, guanine and cytosine, or A, T, G and C. As far as we know, all DNA on Earth uses only these 4 bases. But now Steve Bennett and colleagues from Florida have rewritten these rules, and his group are testing a system that uses 8 more bases. They hope the research will shed light on how life started on Earth by producing a self-sustaining molecule capable of Darwinian evolution and reproduction. And it's similar to the one that is thought to have appeared on Earth nearly 4 billion years ago. At the American Chemical Society meeting this week, Bennett described his ultimate goal to synthesise a similar molecule in his lab at the Foundation for Applied Molecular Evolution. His 12-letter genetic system is capable of nearly all of the actions that define a living thing: reproduction, growth, and response to its environment. But it still isn't self-sustaining, Benner explained. You need a graduate or postdoc to come in the morning and feed it. It doesn't look for its own food. No one has gotten that first step to work. If you start making estimates of how many molecules you have to look for in order to find one that does this, you're talking about 1 times 10 to the 34 molecules, he said. So it sounds like something from the X-Files, but one day they may grow their very own alien DNA molecule in the lab.
Crikey, fascinating stuff.